the talk that our topic has wrought for us. There's just been tons of suggestions coming in.
We're even getting people in the building with ideas for us.
We must be doing something right.
Apparently,
I don't know. It's a clean living or something.
Yeah.
At least on your part. Anyway, Roger is here with us. I'm Jeremy Lawrence. We've got Michael in the booth here and a cast of thousands that are joining us here as we're talking all sorts of stuff right now specifically. And this is stemming off of the discussion that Costco could very likely be coming to the area. They're in the final stages of figuring all that out. But the discussion that we've had is different places that the area doesn't have that it should. So, and we came up with another one just before the microphones came on. There's a little place that that I ate in, and this was, I'd spent a couple of years in Louisiana. And it's a chain place. But we went there because the food was pretty good and the kids ate free at that particular one. So, you know, that's and if you got kids, you know how valuable that is.
Yeah.
You
believe
me.
It was Carino's.
Carino's.
Which is an Italian place.
Yeah. Never
heard of that one.
Yeah. It's I don't know. They're around. I've seen them in various places, just not here.
What's their specialty?
Well,
Italian,
yeah. But they do it a little more, you know, it isn't just like, oh, well, let's throw some pasta on there and some sauce and you're good. You know, it's they tend to cook things up. They got kind of an open kitchen, that kind of thing. They
okay.
do lasagna and that sort of thing. One of my favorite things there is, I think it's called the Italian pot roast.
Italian pot roast.
It's very, very good.
Ooh.
Very, very good. And I have to hand it to the guy that was waiting our table at the one we used to go to all the time. He talked me into it one time. He says, you'll love it. You got to try this thing. I said, all right, I'm game. Bring it.
And you did.
And I got it the next time and the time after that and the time after that. So I got stuck in a rut pretty quick. But another suggestion there. And,
yeah.
And okay, let's do the building survey here.
Okay.
Because we had some people in the building bring up some stuff.
Well, Whole Foods.
Good,
and
good idea.
Especially on the west side, close to the college, and Cheesecake Factory was a suggestion.
I've always heard about that place, and I've never been game to try for whatever reason.
Yeah, so there's and maybe we need to broaden this out to ideas for somebody else to execute.
Because we're not doing it, I'll
right.
tell you that.
for a budding entrepreneur, what should people think about bringing to Kalamazoo? An idea you have, not just recommending chains, but sell us a concept.
You know, I can tell you one concept, and this is just from my own background.
Mm-hmm.
I spent an awful lot of time as a kid traveling to Cincinnati.
Okay.
It was where we went for ball games and that kind of thing, you know, football, baseball, the whole works. When you go to Cincinnati, if you've been to Cincinnati at all, you know that they've got something there called Chili Five Way.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, if you've never tried it, try it. It is well worth it. But that kind of place, and I've checked into this just because I'm curious that way. I've checked into this. The franchises that sell that stuff won't come this far north.
Ah.
So you can't necessarily do that.
Yeah.
But it'd be interesting to get somebody that does authentic Chili Five Way.
Is that served on noodles?
Of course.
Okay.
And for people that are sitting here, what in the world is Chili Five Way? I'll just tell you, they do like a bed of spaghetti noodles.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's chili. The third way is you add beans to the chili. Then onions, chopped onions, fresh. And then a huge pile of cheese on top of the whole thing. And when I say huge, don't underestimate huge. It's like half the plate.
It's cheese.
It's cheese. And it's calorie-laden and wonderful. I'll just say that.
Yeah.
So.
No, I like Cincinnati chili. I do have to admit, the first time I had it, I was surprised that it came on spaghetti noodles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I found I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, what's the other big chili chain in Cincinnati?
The two chains that are known for it there, and there's plenty more restaurants that are known for it.
Oh,
I just
can't think
of them right off. But the two chains there are Skyline.
Skyline Chili.
And then Gold Star is the other one.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
So, but those are the two. That's kind of my weakness when I get back to the area. when I can talk my wife into going there because she hates it. So
she doesn't like Cincinnati.
She does not like. Well, she likes Cincinnati. She just doesn't like the chili five way there.
Oh,
she's
okay.
Just, she's
okay.
Not into that. No,
yeah.
I can talk her into. There's a pizza place there that we always go.
Mm-hmm.
I can talk her into that. But five way, it usually takes some arm twisting on my part and my son's part because I've got him loving it too. So. But just some different concepts. 382-4280 is the phone number. Also, toll-free, 877-382-4280. Give us a call. Tell us, I mean, whether it's a concept or maybe it's just a chain idea where you go, you know what? I've looked all over. They don't have one of these around here. Or maybe you can say to one of us, well, you dummy, they got one right over here.
Right.
You know? I have to admit, I would be this close until I discovered recently that they actually have one of these in the area. Moe's Southwest Grill.
Yeah, well, they're brand new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, those are great. I love the atmosphere. I love the uniqueness. You walk in the front door and they welcome you, if they're doing their job right.
Right.
You know, so I enjoy that place.
What's on the menu there? I've not been yet.
Well, if you've been to like a Chipotle or something like that,
yeah.
Basically the same thing.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
It's that kind of thing. They do chips and salsa there, and they've got some unusual names for some of their salsa.
Uh-huh.
I think one of them is El Guapo's infamous salsa, making the Three Amigos reference there.
Yes.
So, you know.
Yes.
But I guess their menu is a lot of movie references, if you read
okay.
it over. They've
okay.
got something called the Triple Lindy, which comes from the movie Back to School.
Okay.
Which,
okay.
Have you ever seen that at the Rodney Dangerfield?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean, that's one that I would have said, yeah, you need one, but you got them. So
yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. There's two of them. There's one on Southwestridge and mm-hmm. one on Stadium.
Okay. Well, don't tell me specifically where because, you know, I'll get fat.
That'll be our little secret.
All right. Great.
You know, another thing people could suggest is a local store that needs a second location.
There you go.
If it's someplace that you enjoy shopping locally, but if there was one on the west side, you could enjoy mm-hmm. going there more frequently.
There you go.
We had a caller who suggested we need a Sweetwater's at 9th and West Main.
Mm-hmm.
I vote no on that because I get into enough trouble when I have to go clear to Stadium Drive. If it is literally three blocks away, I'll be there way too frequently.
No, I hear you.
And
yeah,
there would
it's a
be
hop, skip, and a jump, you're done.
Yeah, way too much of me to love.
No, and I think someone suggested, too, Dunkin' Donuts. Do they not have those here?
No. There's a
Dunkin' Donuts around? Okay, good.
White's Road in Westridge, just to the north of you. And I believe there's a second one here in town someplace, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
I've been here for a week and a half.
Yeah.
So, you know, that helps. That helps.
You'll
now,
find
now
all
find
these things over
yes,
time.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
No. But, you know, the funny thing was, and for people around here, they're going to go, what? We live with these forever. But I lived for 2 years without Menards in my backyard. So, you know, I did kind of miss that. So it's nice to be a place where I can go into there. Not that I do a lot of the big box home improvement places, but they were unique.
Yes, yes.
Very unique.
They are.
So
they have an eclectic mix of stuff that they sell.
Well,
groceries and 2x4s.
I have to admit, when you're sitting here going, okay, tile, paint, barbecue sauce. Wait a minute.
Yeah. Yeah.
So other suggestions.
Oh, I've got a whole list of them here.
Oh, go
All
ahead.
Right. First one, Smoky Bones, which is like a barbecue chain.
Good barbecue joint, yeah.
They're in GR.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Someone mentioned a Waffle House, which those can be seen in Indiana.
Actually, those can be seen all over the southeastern part of the United
States. Oh, they can. Okay.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Okay.
There, so, yeah.
Three different people mentioned White Castle.
Okay. Sliders, why not?
Bass Pro Shops.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
A Native Foods, which is a vegetarian type of a place to eat. Dave and Buster's. I know there's one in Grand Rapids, but it would be nice to have one down here. And I like arcade games, so I would definitely love that.
So it's basically the adult Chuck E. Cheese.
Yes.
Yeah, because they serve booze.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That helps.
Yeah.
Boston Market.
Okay.
Soup Plantation, which is a place out in California. It's all you can eat soups and salads.
That probably would be popular.
Golden Corral.
Golden Corral.
They're down south.
All over.
We used to have one here in town.
We did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was out on Southwestridge. I think it's a pool hall now, they didn't do well here.
Horrocks Grocery Store.
Yes.
Olive Garden on the west side of town.
Okay.
And then the last one was a gluten-free restaurant.
A gluten-free restaurant. Okay.
Gluten-free restaurant. That's, a lot of people are on that diet these days. So,
Horrocks is a local fresh greens, but a lot of other stuff. They're not really a nursery, but they sell trees and stuff. But they're a local chain. There's one in Battle Creek. There's one on the south side of Grand Rapids.
Okay.
And,
okay.
It wouldn't surprise me had you not heard of Horrocks. That's I thought it needed
I appreciate you describing that. Definitely. Now, I have to ask, too, one other thing that came to my head. Is there a famous Dave's town?
Not in Kalamazoo.
Not in Kalamazoo. Mm-mm. See, no. I would add that to the, because that's one of my favorite barbecue places.
So. Yeah. There's several in Grand Rapids. Mm. One right near Rivertown.
You know, any place in my mind that serves up a barbecue sauce that's called Devil's Spit. to me, it's unique. It has to be loved. That's just my opinion.
I take it you like your barbecue sauce hot?
And you know, the funny thing is, with that stuff called Devil's Spit, I never thought it was all that hot.
Really?
Yeah. I kind of thought, oh, it's a little hot. It's okay. But you have to remember, too, that I spent the last couple of years in the heart of Cajun country.
Cajun country, yeah.
Which I will admit is not totally completely spicy, but they do like their spice there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you kind of develop a little bit of a tolerance for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that's true. The more spicy food you eat, you get acclimated to it.
You do.
And,
you do.
I'm certain Devil's Spit would make my eyeballs rotate. But
I tell you what, and it's a little off topic, but we'll get back to it. I got an opportunity while down there to tour the Tabasco plant, and they gave me kind of an insider's tour of it. It is amazing what they do there.
In making Tabasco?
In making Tabasco sauce.
Well, we're going to need a full tour on this.
We'll talk about it somewhere down the line.
Okay.
But it was interesting, definitely. So, other suggestions that are coming in?
There was a caller that mentioned that the pool hall that you were thinking of, Roger, used to be a Ryan's Steakhouse.
Oh, there you go.
That's what they said.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then someone else mentioned, we have a Coney Island. We don't need anything else.
Oh, there you go.
And it's a real Coney Island.
Yeah.
It's not a fake Coney Island. It's been, their grill downtown is like 80 years old now. And it takes that long to get a grill, so it turns out a real hot dog.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'd actually had Coney Island in another town I lived in somewhere along the way. I will have to try and compare here.
Yeah. They have a branch right up here in Westwood Plaza.
I did see that. I went over to Penn Station the other day and saw that. So
but
I was like,
even the owner says the hot dogs from the original Coney Island downtown are better. That it takes years to season a grill really make it turn out a good Coney.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. So lots of good stuff here. That, you know, I think there's an awful lot. And you notice how we keep going back to food.
Yeah. Well, I look the part.
I'm not going to say anything this time.
Good.
He's learned his lesson.
Yeah, I did.
And they said you couldn't be trained.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's interesting, though. I mean, with all the traveling around the country you do and a lot of the different things you see and you kind of go, that was an interesting experience, you know, and to be able to say, yeah, I'd like to bring a little of that home with me, you know, and there's one place, I don't know if they still exist in the area or if they ever did, but there was a place that was called Friendly's. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Known for ice cream and that kind of thing.
Oh, Friendly's?
Friendly's.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Not Findlay's.
No, no. Friendly's.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
They were known for, I mean, they had food otherwise that they served up, burgers and things like that. They were okay.
But it was an ice cream place.
Oh, ice cream is what they were known for. They still exist.
Out east more than here.
Yeah, home office is actually in Ohio for them.
Is it?
So there's
really?
Just, there's still a few peppered about here.
Yeah.
You occasionally see them, but they used to be all over the place.
Yeah. I'm familiar with seeing them out east. I didn't know they were Ohio based.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But then there's Bob Ebbins. That's
down on the farm.
Yeah. Well, then that's also alluding to their commercial that had the little kid that kept referring to it as Bob Ebbins.
Of course.
Versus
yes.
Bob Evans.
Yes. Been a while since I've had their stuff, too. I'm going to have to head back because they don't have that down south.
True.
So, yeah.
They don't have Bob Evans any further than you can haul sausage without having to freeze it.
Sure.
And so they're headquartered in Ohio as well. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so they're in like a 250-mile circle from Ohio.
Sure. And, so if you love their sausage, that's well worth it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That they care that much. So. Other suggestions? You look chomping at the bit.
Yes.
Here.
Someone texted in a Smoothie King.
Smoothie King?
Ooh. Yes. And they were really excited about that. They put like six exclamation points after that.
So apparently they want seven locations.
Yeah. Yes. And then someone else said we need a good old New York style deli.
I'm for that. I'm for that.
Zingerman's
deli
comes to mind
as
a prototype that ought to come to Kalamazoo. Mm-hmm. And adjacent to a Costco would be a good place for one.
Yeah.
I'd actually lived up in the Tri-Cities area for a little while. There was a place up there, I don't remember the name of it off the top of my head, but it was a New York-style deli. We would get, I got the sandwich, I can remember the name of the sandwich, the Smoky.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a smoked turkey kind of thing. It was great.
Yeah. I don't think we have a real good deli in Kalamazoo.
No, I can't think of one.
You know, delis that are a part of a grocery store and stuff, but not a standalone.
Not a standalone.
They're going to put together, a sandwich for you, that kind of thing. Yeah.
But that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, definitely keep the ideas coming if you want to chime in with them. 382-4280 as we continue. Also, 877-382-4280 as the show continues ahead. This portion of the show brought to you by Westlake Drug, our family serving yours for over 35 years. Time out for traffic.
Couple of updates. There's been an accident on North Park Street heading onto the U.S. 131 business loop, so that area has been shut down. Alternate route is suggested. And on eastbound I-94 east of the Matawan exit, there's been a traffic accident as well. And now, since it's getting a little darker out there, there was a caller that wanted me to let you drivers know to turn your lights on so we can see you.
Especially if you drive a white car.
Yeah, or a gray.
Yeah,
I drive a gray car, so
you
got to make sure you have the lights on.
I think if you drive a car, that's probably a good idea.
Yes, yes. But you have a camouflaged car if your car is white.
Mm-hmm.
CBS News coming up. Keep it here. Jeremy Lawrence here with you, Roger Taylor alongside me, and Michael's over there just absolutely jumping at the window saying, guys, I've got traffic, come on.
A caller called in and let us know that there is a backup on U.S. 131 northbound between D Avenue and M89, possibly due to an accident.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, and I think the operating word, and we talked a little bit about this yesterday, too, is just be careful out there with,
yes.
With the snow flying and the cold temperatures. Ice could be anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So just take it a little slower when you go around. And as that other listener suggested, headlights.
Yes, very headlights.
Well, especially now that it's getting dark.
Yes.
Hello.
Darkness, yeah.
That should be an indication that you should have your headlights on.
You should have had them on earlier, but once it's dark.
So anyway, we wanted to take a little bit of time here as well. Roger, I know you you saw a story that involved Dave Ajima and some comments that he'd made. And I'll let you take it from here and set it up for us.
Well, Dave Ajima is not a newcomer to saying and doing controversial things. And the most recent demonstration of his insensitivity came at a Christmas party last week when he said he wants to protect traditional marriage so that gay couples don't abuse the system for health care benefits. And he said that when he worked as a pilot for American Airlines, he claimed that some gay people pretended to be partnered just to get benefits if they have AIDS. And here is a direct quote. I stand for traditional marriage, no homosexual ones. The family unit is a basic unit in society. When you tear the family apart, you tear the country apart. And folks, they, gay people, want free medical because they're dying between 30 and 44 years old. To me, it's a moral issue. It's a biblical issue. Traditional marriage is where it should be, and it's our platform. Those in our party who oppose traditional marriage are wrong. And
now, I have to say, and I know you've got some comments here, but I have to say, to be able to say that last line, and earlier say something to the effect of, you know, the Republican Party needs to unite and we need to get everybody together and united front, and then to turn around and call somebody in your platform wrong, doesn't that kind of go counterintuitive to what you were just saying?
Well,
just an aside there. But,
yes.
But go ahead. You have thoughts here.
Well, just that I'm a near libertarian on this, and I don't think government has any business regulating churches. And if your church doesn't want to marry gay people, that's fine. And if you don't believe in discrimination of that sort, then you ought not go to that church. But I don't think government has any business being involved in personal relationships, and who you life partner with is not the government's business.
And here's the thing, and I think I agree with you on this, at least to some degree. And I feel like I need to go take a shower now, but you know, but I think the thing that you have to do, just from a practical perspective, if the government's going to get out of the business of naming who's married and who isn't and all of that stuff, you're going to have to look at the tax code. You're going to have to look at ways to make things fairer that way, because that's where a lot of it is looked at. I mean, there's the marriage penalty and that kind of thing that's certainly against, that's been there for years. But I tend to agree with that, the idea that you know, you look to the government to get acceptance. No, look to your religious organization. Look to your peers to get acceptance of what you're doing. It, you know, and don't expect everybody to accept it, because not everybody will.
Right.
That's just the bottom line. Not everybody's going to do that.
Not in a democracy.
Mm-hmm.
Not in a place where you have some basic rights. And I don't think government has any business messing around with this. If you have a significant relationship with somebody, that's your mm-hmm. call, mm-hmm. not mm-hmm. a governmental call.
And I think, you know, let's not take this away from the idea that churches can stand up and say we are for or against whatever is in, you know, whatever's in their holy texts, whether mm-hmm. it be the Bible or if you happen to be Muslim or whatever religion that there is
sure.
that you buy into, that you believe, there's going to be things that your church stands for and against. That's mm-hmm. fine. Absolutely. And you have the freedom to do that. But I tend to agree that, you know what, I don't know that the government needs to be involved in the business of you're married, you're not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just make it a church thing. Make it all about the churches will approve of or disapprove of whatever's going on and stand appropriately for it.
Right. Where in the Constitution does it suggest that it is a government prerogative to determine that? I have a copy of the Constitution on my coffee table,
mm-hmm.
and I've read it, and mm-hmm. I don't see anything in there that says the government should be regulating who you have a relationship with.
Sure, sure. I actually have a copy of the Constitution on my phone right now.
Ah,
believe
cool.
it or not.
Yeah.
So, you know, and it is free. If you're on the iBooks, you can download it. So
it's a fascinating document
that
people ought to read more frequently,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and the whole thing, not just parts.
Now, we've got a couple of calls coming in here, so let's go to the phones and get some thoughts here from Chris in Richland. Chris, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Chris.
Is it Jeremy?
It is. I'm Jeremy.
Welcome,
he's
Jeremy.
Roger.
We'll come up with a good name that's not the dynamic duo or obviously the trifecta.
Well, you know, we figured the trifecta, I mean, there's two of us here, but I think we both have big egos, so it's probably the four of us.
Yeah.
The quad squad.
There
yeah, you so, so you know, I also have a copy of the Constitution. Actually, I have a couple of them, and I was wondering what Roger's position on the two lawsuits, three lawsuits, actually. There's a Baker that just got... in Colorado, the judge just ruled that they have to provide a cake for a gay wedding that they didn't want to provide one for. And then there's a florist in Washington State and a trying to think what service. Oh, a photographer in New Mexico, I believe, or Arizona. And all three suits look like they're going to go to the side of forcing somebody to provide a service that they don't want to provide in this particular case for a gay wedding. And I understand, you know, the discrimination aspect of it, but where does the Constitution come down on that, regulating that relationship?
Where do you think it comes down? If this guy wanted to discriminate against a person of color,
sure.
Do you think that's his right? Rand Paul does. He thinks that you should, with a private business, be able to pick and choose who you will serve in your business. Are you comfortable with race discrimination?
No, I'm not. Where would that end then? So say I want to have a bar mitzvah, but I want to have a Islamic caterer provide for me, or say I want a hot dog cookout, should I also be able to get a Jewish caterer and force them to go against their religious beliefs? I mean, that's what it comes down to, is in my opinion, that we have religious convictions and we're allowed to have those religious convictions. And when the state goes against that and says, no, you've got to set those aside, which the state did say, you know, in the Colorado case, you have to set that aside. So I was just wondering what your opinion is.
How do you set a standard for discrimination in this situation is okay? If you're a baker and you don't want to make a cake for a gay wedding, that's within your right. And then turn and say, but if you refuse to provide a cake for a black wedding, that's not okay. How do you determine what discrimination is acceptable and what is not?
First of all, you answer your question with a question, but I'll be happy to answer that question. That one is supported by a religious belief and the other is not. nowhere in the Bible or the Torah or the Quran does it say, you know that person is the wrong color, and you can go ahead and not serve them. Whereas,
so the Bible is in your mind the deciding factor.
If the
discrimination that you like is not mentioned in the Bible, then it's okay.
Well, it's not mentioned in the Bible, but it's part of a religious conviction that a lot of people share of a lot of different faiths. But my question to you is so you're okay with the government, you libertarian. You're okay with the government telling a business that it has to serve in a capacity that is not comfortable with. So it's okay if I go to Shawarma King and make them make me hot dogs, because that's the same argument, isn't it? And when does it end?
That's a wholly different argument, Chris, because you're going to a restaurant and say, I want you to cook food that you don't normally prepare for me. That's a whole different situation than going to a baker who makes wedding cakes and having them say, but I won't make a wedding cake for you because you're gay. That's different. If you go to a tire store and you want them to make your wedding cake, they're saying, no, we don't do wedding cakes. It's not discrimination.
So why not force the Catholic Church to let you use their facilities to have a gay wedding or to have a reception? I mean,
that's the church's business, not the government's business.
It's a business.
You're saying the Catholic Church is nothing but a business.
No, I'm saying that as a group of people that have the same religious conviction, and there's money changing hands in the case of if I want to rent their hall to have a wedding, or I want to rent their hall to have a reception. Those are commerce actions. Those aren't religious actions. That's commerce.
Well, I guess under freedom of religion, yes, I think the church should not be forced to do something that they're morally opposed to.
So, if I'm a devout Catholic, does that apply to me as a baker or a doctor or a or a person that officiates ceremonies, that we don't afford the same, to the individual?
Well, the officiating ceremonies, that gets into freedom of religion in my mind. And I don't think banning discrimination of gay marriage applies to a church. But it does to a commercial baker who advertises that they're in the business of preparing wedding cakes. And then to say, well, I won't do it for black people and I won't do it for Jews, but I will do it for this group of people.
So you're not a libertarian, no. That's what you're telling me.
I'm saying the government has no business being involved in that which is church, and I think it is a reasonable thing for the government to decide that you cannot openly discriminate. If you're open for business, that you're open for business.
Well, that's going to take us to a break. Thanks, Chris, for that call. Appreciate that. One final little bit to talk about here. We'll get to that here in just a little bit as the show continues. Final segment together, brief segment, and interrupted by that darn traffic.
Oh, yeah. A couple updates. There's been an accident on westbound I-94 under the Business Loop Bridge, and as Roger predicted it, there would be an accident in the Galesburg Triangle. Exit 85, the 35th Street Bridge, I-94 is backed up for a few miles.
And I remain modest.
Yes.
He's really not talking about it at all and not taking credit in any way at all.
Didn't somebody suggest I should get a prize?
Yes, somebody texted that in and suggested you should win a prize.
Yeah.
I'll have to figure out what that should be, though.
Okay. Well, I'll leave it in your hands.
Just have to leave it as an attaboy at this point. I don't think we have a budget for that. But I don't know with the issue we were just talking about.
Yeah.
And we don't have a lot of time here. I mean, how do you put a wrap on that other than we'll talk about it later, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. But, I think on both sides, both parties, both levels of political debate, you're going to have people on the fringe that say things that make people go, oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
And this could very well be, in this case, what happened.
Mm-hmm. We've got to find our way to compromise on these things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very difficult for either side. And I have to admit, I'm uncompromising on some issues.
Oh, certain principles, absolutely.
And but we've got to find a way to...
On other things, you got to be able to come together.
Yeah.
You definitely do. So that's the lesson we take from the show today. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is Kalamazoo's news station and Kalamazoo's home for Detroit Tiger baseball. 590 WKZO Kalamazoo.